Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Martin Kellner was on, of course, as always on a Friday. He had a week of sport on TV.
He's always on good form.
He was on good form today. He'd watched quite a lot. We had a bit of a chat. We covered some ground. We got some top letters from the Newcastle Chronicle as well, courtesy of Noggin. A
couple of birthday spreads.
It's all there. Yeah. So, and you got an extra clip very shortly. So we hope you enjoy all of this. Seven minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And yes, I will clear this. I've got a brilliant thing sent to me from Argentina about Liverpool being in the final. Mm-hmm. I want to check with my taste advisor before I do it.
That's me, is it?
That's you.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't be working on this show without you.
No, I think you would have got the sack long
ago. Gone years ago.
Yeah, often Andy will say to me in the break, do you think I can say this? Or, and I'll say, no, you can't.
No, not really.
No, you can't really. You
know, I think this one's all right.
It's
very clever.
It's not 1973 anymore.
No, yeah. It's a bit harsh. And Costa last night, I've really missed that. Really.
Yeah.
He's a unique player, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He
can't help himself.
He's like a throwback to the old ITV wrestling. Don't you think he would have been a great wrestler?
Steve Logan. Logan was a footballer.
There you go, Costa. Back again. Have a good week till next week. He would have been like Jim Breaks getting the blind side and pretending he was using the flat iron as he punched the bloke in the face. He would have been a brilliant wrestler.
He's just incredible. I mean, Chelsea would just... I think he wanted to go, but, you know, it was a shame what happened. Because
the point was made today. I think it was in the Telegraph, one of the reports. Sorry, I can't remember who it was, but wrote a piece. How often he'll start a game looking like a pub player for the first 5 minutes? His touch is off.
Oh, sometimes he's really
off.
But
he gets going, doesn't he? It takes him about 20 minutes to warm up.
No, something sparks him off, and something happened last night. Exactly that. He got into a fight with something. It's like he needs that.
He
sort
feeds
of
off of that feeds stuff.
And if he hasn't got that, he can't play. So if you were playing against him, you should be terribly nice to him and say, oh, good afternoon, Diego. What a marvel! You look fabulous.
Well, I think
today.
Didn't Eric Dier try that? I think they started talking about the latest Rothko exhibition. He was trying to engage him in an artistic chat, but I don't think Costa was that. But he was nice to Costa. He was smiling and friendly and speaking a bit of Portuguese.
Maybe that worked. I don't know.
I mean, that would throw you if you're a Brazilian player and you don't know about Eric Dier's background.
That's true.
And you're suddenly there, and he starts rabbiting on him. I mean, I saw that with Tim Vickery when I told you years ago when it was Gomez's first game for Spurs. It was a friendly, I think, against. It might have been Lazio, I can't remember. Anyway, I took Tim to the game, he was over.
Yeah.
And we were about four rows back. And Gomez came over and signed some autographs and didn't really speak a word of English at that point, very little. And Tim just says to him, don't start throwing them in like you did last time you were in Brazil, in a kind of jokey way. But the look on his face is like, where did that, you know, you're not expecting.
Especially Brazilian,
Brazilian Portuguese.
Yeah, so very different.
I would imagine if you're marking him, you know, just perfect time, just
he
before
went into
a corner.
The crowd and punched Tim's lights out.
I mean, he saw the funny side, did already, I think.
Kicked the ball in his face.
Yeah.
It's marvellous. The Atletico defence, though, is a thing of beauty. And we were talking about the last two nights of Champions League football where there's no defending. their defence is like they are connected with a piece of rope. They all move, two banks forward, they move forward together, they move back together. It's so
they
well
mustn't break
drilled.
They mustn't break the piece of cotton.
It really is incredible. You know, it's something to be admired.
Godin,
you know,
is something else, isn't he? I mean, he's been there such a long time and you can just slot anybody
he's
in
very
around
very Uruguayan, though. He does like a sly one.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But, it was, he is a top defender.
But I thought, you know, that Arsenal made a decent start. They had chances.
They did.
But as Perry was saying, you know, I mean, you could add, I think some of the crossing by Monreal got in good positions.
Bellerin as well. Yeah. About five chances to put it in.
So there was one late on that Monreal would just sort of dink it in there and he sort of wellied it straight across the goal. It was a waste, really.
I've noticed this, that a lot of people take that extra touch and the players that get that first time crossing, the defence can't get set. Even if defence as good as Atletico, it can't get set. As soon as you take that touch and then move, they all know where the ball's going, so they can move into the right position.
A couple of bad touches. Well, one from Monreal when he was in a good position. And one from Lacazette, wasn't there, in the first half, where he could have shot. He did a little touch and it was a heavy touch and took him too
long. The only one I thought was Ramsey. I thought he was going to score.
That was
one time he thought he's going to.
Couldn't get his foot around it, could he?
Couldn't, he's unlucky. A lot of dignity.
A lot of dignity
isn't the word I'm searching
entertainment.
For.
Entertainment. You're back to your old mate.
Music and entertainment.
Yeah, your mate Paulie Malick. No.
A lot of dignity from Arsene Wenger in that interview. It's not easy to do that. And I thought, you know. He's a very good
I think
good
now
man,
he knows.
Really.
I mean, he would. I don't think he'd been that chilled if he wasn't going. And when he was chatting to Lindsay after the game,
he was upset.
He was a kind of sort of fairly stoic about it all, wasn't he? He's not normally like that. He was upset, but you know, it was kind of melancholy. I don't often see him like that. You often see him angry because he knows he's got another battle to fight.
Sad,
but
isn't it?
I think the air's been knocked out of him, really. But he's going to get a good send-off anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, the game against Burnley, because they're saying that if Burnley win, they'll finish sixth and Arsenal finish seventh. So I need to check the points, because if that was true, if I was Arsenal, I'd lose the game. Because honestly, you're better off not being in the Europa League, really, if you wanted to have
a league, the Champions League, isn't it?
I know, but it still messes you up. And then you go all that way. It's ruined their league season to a point.
In some ways, you know. You wonder if it pans out that Chelsea do end up in the Europa League, how they maybe can use some of those young players the way that Arsenal would in the early stages, in the group stages, and blood some of the young players.
That's what I'd do. But,
yeah,
you know,
it would make sense.
Since when does sense come into the way Chelsea run that football club? It just doesn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You know, that's another. We'll have an end of season review.
Okay, you can't do the Argentinian thing until I've cast an eye over.
No, I can't do that.
Right.
But the royal weddings, we're getting very excited. They've announced the presenters, and bad news for Sophie Raworth and Fiona Bruce, who I like. I think Fiona's tremendous, but they've been replaced by Kirsty Young and Dermot O'Leary. Yeah. I mean, is he going to give the royal couple a hug?
And Scarlett Moffat's doing it as well.
I know.
Well, just a penny for the thoughts of Fiona Bruce and Sophie Raworth. Yeah. All those years at journalism college. Broadcasting at the top level for 10 years. Now Scarlett's doing it this year. She can watch telly, so that's good enough with us.
Oh, no, it's brilliant, isn't it? And Jamie Marriott, 28, and Mitchell Jones, 24.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a World Cup staple.
It's a World Cup staple,
but it's normally a bloke from Mexico. I don't think they're going to overtake
who cycles to the World Cup.
They're going to be cycling from Hampshire to Russia.
We're going to try and catch up with them next week. We're not on our bikes, obviously.
No,
we can speak to them.
England's June the 18th World Cup opener. And good old Jerry Lawton in the Star. He's a harbinger of doom, this man.
Is this another scare story?
It's sort of. Liverpool fans may have to fork out a whopping £25,000 to watch their team in the Champions League final.
It is disgusting, though, isn't it? That you
but get. They're not going to. First of all, no one's going to spend £25,000, and I'm sure it isn't going to cost you £25,000. I mean, whatever happens, however expensive, tickets were selling for £21,000 on secondary selling sites. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're going to get. We've seen this before. First of all, I often check is nothing like that. It's usually about £400, and so £400 doesn't sound good. Let's go £21,000.
I think they'll be going a bit more than £400.
No, they'll be going for more than that. But you know,
virtually half. Real Madrid and Liverpool fans have got 32,000 tickets out of a 63,000 capacity.
Many of Cheffrin's mates, they've all got to be there.
Yeah, well, of course, many of it going to the extended UEFA family.
Oh, marvellous. We love the extended
6,700 tickets will be made available to worldwide supporters in the kind of neutral section you can buy. So maybe Liverpool fans can get those. But I imagine a lot of people buy those and stick them on the old on the black market, don't they, and try and get top dollar for them.
I think a lot of fans will travel without tickets, though, which is never a great thing. But, you know, it's too exciting. It's too, you know, people want to, don't they? More news of the Duke of Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous. He's in the court circular today.
What's he done?
He visited Wilton Carpets. It's not really that shopping,
he's
isn't
just
it?
Gone shopping.
He's just gone shopping. It doesn't really count, does it?
Did he go to Aldi
Royal
after
engagement.
That, did he? That's right.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Sad moment, really. This is what Blue Nose Gem has called the last roll of the dice. Beautifully
very
put,
good.
Blue Nose Gem. Yeah. Because this is the final attempt at a Sean Dyche impersonation. We know impersonation. You can't say Dyche and then not say impersonation.
Quite tricky.
We understand Sean via a mate of ours, Lee Bircham. Sean is aware of Andy's fine work, and I'm sure he'll be sad that Andy feels he can't crack it. Maybe he'll be relieved. I don't know.
You can come around and teach me.
So it's the same MO, really. Andy listens to Match of the Day, pauses it on his Skybox, and then does the impression, then starts it again, then just kind of parrots it back. So here we go. I'm sad to see it go, but for the last ever time, Andy Jacobs as Sean Dyche.
Well, it's certainly looking that way. Yeah.
Should that occur, which you suggest, a
strong chance now.
You know, the performance of the players over the season.
The performance of the players over the season. Well, flat one today, Bhopal. You know, but it's very difficult for me to question the players over a season because they've been super strong for us, you know.
And it looks like it's going to end with a big moment.
It looks like it's going to end with a big moment for Burnley Football Club.
That became, that went from Steve McFadden from EastEnders to Sir Alan Sugar at the end. Went for you to say, you're fired. I think it's right that you bow out now because you're no closer now than you were on day one.
No nearer.
Whereas David Wagner, we've seen just in a few bursts, we've noticed a little bit of...
Jimmy Somerville sounds more like Sean Dyche than I do.
He probably does, indeed. Now, the world's finest letters page appears in the Newcastle Chronicle. We rely on Noggin from Newcastle to get a critical mass of letters over
good.
A course of months. He cuts them out for us. He said, boys, here's some wastes of ink for you. I don't think they are, Noggin. Thanks, as always, for sending them in. They're kind of things of beauty. They're brilliant letters, and as we always say, the guys on Viz, they couldn't have had a better inspiration than the letters page in the Chronicle. W.J. Casey in North Shield says, I never thought that dressing like a tramp would one day become fashionable. I have to smile when I see young people walking around with tears and holes in their trousers. What next? Perhaps shirts, etc., with tears and holes will become de rigueur.
De rigueur.
Repetition of tears and holes. And it kind of petered out a little bit, didn't it, at the
did
end?
Really, yeah.
This is from EMR in Forest Hall. Why do the young girls of today want to look like sheep? These are basically found power. I think Dave Gorman should set these to a string quartet. Yeah. Long straight hair draped over one eye.
Yeah,
I think they may as well have been Cyclops. I think EMR's been watching Futurama. Is there no originality anymore? Yeah. Says EMR. Where have all the hairstyles gone? They all look like mice peeping out of mouse holes. Come on, girls, be different. What's happened to all the hairstyles? EMR brackets, retired hairdresser. Drumming up work.
Brilliant.
What about this? This is from Robin Thompson in Fulwell, Sunderland. Votes at 16, the majority at that age can hardly speak proper like. And all Jeremy would have us do is promise them a Mars bar for their X or for their cross.
I think we know which way he might be voting.
Yeah, that's right. Fantastic. And I've got another quick one. When the vast majority in this country never go anywhere near a train, why do we have to make such a fuss about the cost of tickets? That's from Michael Watts in Penrith. The letters, they're brilliant, aren't they? Tremendous. There's more to come later.
I got sent this by my friend in Argentina. I've translated it because it was in Spanish, but Liverpool fans will like this.
I wonder if they know of this. They're often around big finals. They're the kind of omen stats,
aren't
they?
It's an omen thing. Yeah. So 1978, Liverpool, champions of Europe.
Yeah.
Sad death of Pope John Paul I.
Mm-hmm.
1981, Liverpool, champions of Europe. An assassination attempt against Pope John Paul II, wedding of Charles and Di.
Mm-hmm.
2005, Liverpool champions of Europe again. Death of Pope John Paul II, marriage of Charles and Camilla. 2018, Liverpool in the final. Harry marrying Meghan in 2 weeks. I'm going to advise the Pope to pray for a Madrid win.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
And he is Argentinian, so your mate can probably get to him.
Yeah, because the Pope's Argentinian, yeah, so that's why it probably originated there. But
San Lorenzo fan.
It's amazing how they all really love Barcelona. I suppose it's to do, you're right, to do with Lionel Messi.
They don't like Madrid in Argentina,
no, they
do don't.
They?
Like,
they much prefer Barcelona than the people I know, anyway. Yeah. So there you go. I don't know if you know the founder of Wagamama's, the Japanese restaurant.
I don't
restaurant.
Know him personally, no.
Alan Yao.
I'd be looking for a good table if that was the case. That's but they're
right.
all benches, aren't they?
So that's right, they're all
not
benches.
Much
well,
point.
The founder of Wagamama's, Alan Yao, says the next big thing in food is kebabs. But Alisher Usmanov, he didn't agree with him, and he is considerably richer than Yao. Thank you very much,
and
good night.
I knew it was coming. Fallout from the last roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Andy Sawyer says that was the best Bobby George impression I've ever heard. It was a bit Bobby George.
It was
that
a bit, really.
True.
What can you do? I have got a little T20 birthday spread for you, if you'd like.
We got time? Just very quickly squeeze that in. Yeah. Go on, then. Just squeeze that in. Yes, so I've got to try and guess the age of this person.
That's right.
And how many years am I going to be out or not?
All five.
Five, okay. Yeah. And Andy has a little weak gag off the back of it, so stick around. But have a guess yourself. See if you can work out how old this person is.
It's the first female film director to win the Palme d'Or in Cannes, the famous film award, for her film The Piano, 1983. It's happy birthday to Jane Campion.
Jane Campion, yeah.
Yeah, family came round, actually. Carol singing at Christmas.
Did they really?
We are the... Yeah, you get the idea.
Really? It's not Campions. Carol, though, is it?
Not really, no. It was just their opening song, then before they went into carols.
We are the Campions, so we're doing the producer. What do you mean I don't get it? He started singing the opening bars to We Are...
I didn't want to hammer it home,
John. I don't get it. Goodness.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sake.
He's still trying to
That's
work
got nothing to do with him being 12. That's just not
Yao.
Concentrating. Jane Campion.
Jane Camp.
She's probably about 63. What is she, Jane?
64.
Yeah,
I'm familiar. Sensational.
Familiar with her work and what she looks like. Yeah. Kiwi, isn't she?
I think she is. Yeah, that's right. The Piano. Yeah. Good film, that was, yeah.
Were we talking about this on air or off air the other day? We were talking about Cheers, weren't we? I mean, when Cheers, the TV show about a bar, was first on in New Zealand, they must have thought, who wants to know about that? You know, what is it? Ones you sit, what are they, kind of hard chairs or are they sofas? What are they? No, it's about a bar. What, you mean the Cheers in the bar? No, I mean actually the bar's called Cheers.
Well, he gets that one because he's been to New Zealand.
Yeah, he's got family in New Zealand. It must have been odd for them. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Come on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, time once again for Martin Kellner to tell us what he's watched sport-wise on telly this week. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yeah, Martin.
It's very rare that I come here with, and I'm being all topical and to the moment, but I did watch Stevie G meets Dele Alli. I don't think you've seen that, a bit of a...
Saw it was on. I will catch up with it.
Yeah, it was quite good, actually, and it makes you think that...
It was on BT, wasn't it?
It was on BT, It makes you think that he may be up for the Rangers job. I know John Barnes has written a couple of pieces this week about about saying that managing up there for either Celtic or Rangers is very difficult. Mm. You know, there's a lot of challenges. But seeing the conversation he had with Dele Alli, there was the two of them sitting at a table in an empty restaurant, as is the way with these things.
Right. Where were the other customers?
Was it, it wasn't a particularly kind of good restaurant, or did they close the place down for filming purposes?
I think they'd chosen a particularly bad restaurant, yeah. So they knew there'd be lots of space.
Yeah.
But they always do, don't they, these TV? They either have an empty restaurant, an empty bar or whatever.
Was it like a $4.95 all-you-can-eat buffet type thing?
Judging by the glasses they had, because they just had glasses of water,
right?
They didn't look like top. It didn't look like top water glasses. I mean, we don't want to say anything in case the restaurant sues.
Yeah, well, we don't know what the restaurant was, but sure it's a brilliant restaurant, of course.
So yes, I'm sure it is.
We only jest.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway,
can we have a table for three in the corner, please, by the window?
And they've got that table. but he seemed to be very understanding of Dele. You know, he understood what a young player goes through, and all this, I think, will be a good experience in... it was a bit of a love-in, obviously. Dele Alli, big fan of attacking midfielders and... and Steven Gerrard, very much the ultra plus non of the attacking midfielders, as far as British players go.
Frank Lampard might have something to say about that.
Yeah, he might.
Could they have played together, though? Maybe we should discuss that. It never really gets talked about.
It doesn't get talked about much, does it? Never been talked about. There are two types of people in the world. Two types of men in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Those who wear bow ties and those who never wear bow ties. And congratulations to Kevin Campbell, who's a dedicated bow tie wearer.
That's good. He's carrying it off, is he?
Sort of. Well, he was wearing one last night for the highlights of the Arsenal match on ITV.
Wow.
And yeah, and I will.
I mean, dinner suit here. You're talking Robin Day style.
Yeah. I'm talking, you know, flamboyant.
I mean, you'd wear a bow tie for the live coverage, but for highlights, that's quite bold, isn't it?
To go respect to the man. To the man. Not only a bow tie, but also a red silk handkerchief in the top pocket at a jaunty angle. Jaunty is the. Did you only use the word jaunty in connection with the word angle?
With the word angle, yes. I can't think of.
There's no other thing.
No. But he was. I was wondering whether it was a tribute to Arsene Wenger, obviously, who would have had a lot of disappointment.
But has never worn a bow tie.
Would be nice if a manager started to wear a bow tie. We've not had any managers who've worn bow ties, have we, really?
I'm not sure. But ask your listeners. They might know.
Yeah. Bow tie not within the last 50
any bow tie,
years.
Yeah, any recent, recently yeah. bow tie wearing... Yeah, managers.
But, so I thought Kevin Campbell was wearing this.
TalkSport doc. The phones have gone mad.
Pep Guardiola. Next season, he just comes out with a bow tie.
With his cab driver's jacket and his bow tie. Yeah.
I want to know. I would have preferred it had Kevin Campbell had one of those bow ties that spins round. Because that, I think, would have been suitable to... Yeah, there he is.
When there's the goal Kevin, goes, that's when you know. Well, what about that? Martin's on Jeff's show, on Soccer Saturday. If all the boys are wearing bow ties instead of regular ties, so when you know there's been a goal, it lights up and it spins round. So
perfect.
Jeff, they haven't got to go, ho ho! And just, Jeff knows. Jeff, he's got a...
Martin's not wrong there. I found a picture of Kevin Campbell in a very nice bow tie, but wearing a sort of sweater with it.
He looks good, I think, Kevin. He's a bit of a close horse. Right. He carries it off, doesn't he? Yeah.
He does. And and also the handkerchief in the top pocket. Yeah. He did very well. So much respect to him. So I've been watching, obviously, the football.
Yeah.
I also watched... it's on a Friday morning. And that is... I've got his flipping name now. Used to work here.
Friday mornings used to work here.
Yeah, Friday mornings. He's on Russia Today.
Sam Delaney.
Stan, yeah.
Oh, Stan Collymore.
Not Sam Delaney. Okay. Stan Collymore, who does a show. We sort of have when I'm working on talk radio in the middle of the night. We have Russia Today on one of the screens, but only if George Galloway has retuned the sets.
Okay.
So I was watching on Russia Today, and what's unusual? I mean, it was a perfectly respectable show. He went out to Copacabana Beach for some reason to interview Nuno Gomez.
Yeah.
So a perfectly respectable interview and all that. But on the bottom of the screen, all the Russia Today stuff that they do is scrolling through.
Right.
So if you tuned in to watch Stan Collymore, you're also watching the propaganda that comes through. You know, it's not like...
Propaganda?
Well, it's not... could be propaganda. Well, you please yourself. Yeah. Please yourself. But there's Stan Collymore talking to Nuno Gomez.
Sorry, we haven't got our visas yet, so I'm not calling it propaganda.
No, I mean, I follow Stan on social media, and I know with that show that he's been seen all over the world. I mean, they spend a lot of money on it. It's got a very high production
value. Yeah.
And underneath, scrolling, because it's very hard to watch Stan when you underneath the whole news thing or what RT considers news is scrolling underneath. And it just says OPCW Envoy, which would be the Office for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons or the Organisation for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons Envoy, believe chemical attack in Douma staged by those against Syrian government, which is their point of view.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Stan's point of view.
No, no.
We don't know until we get Stan.
Stan's not responsible for the ticker at the bottom of the page.
He's not.
He's got Nuno Gomes to worry about.
Yes, he has. That's right. I was I was watching the obviously the Liverpool match, watched it live, but watched the highlights as well. Nice line, I thought, by Clive Tilsley, where when the match was finished and obviously went into the fact they're playing Real Madrid in the final and everything. He said, Liverpool are catching up with their history, which I thought was a good line that, you know, obviously during the, you know, 70s and 80s, lots of success in the European
Trophy. Clive is a terrific commentator, but he's, I think, sort of quite underused now because ITV don't have as much football as they had. They don't have the chance. So, of course, we'll hear a lot of him in the summer because he'll be in main England commentator.
Yeah, well, he's a good phrase maker, I think.
Maybe he could wear a bow tie.
Because I was thinking this week, there was a... He could wear a bow tie. There was a guy. Because I was about to make a point. He could wear a bow tie.
Okay.
There was a guy on Saturday.
Just repeat it. Doesn't mean you've joined
there's
in.
Shut up. There's a guy. There was a guy on Match of the Day called Mark Scott.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday. And he's like one of the new breed of commentators. Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, Martin Tyler is the doyen of commentators, but he can't go on forever, can he? Nobody, none of us can. You,
well, I'm not or nearly going on. Yeah, exactly. We're nearly going on forever.
So I wonder who his heir apparent is.
To Martin at Sky. Well, they've got a number of fine commentators there, haven't they?
Does he do stuff for them?
He's doing ITV. You never know. There might be a big name transfer. They may dip into the pool. They already. Anyway, Martin's fine. Let's leave Martin alone. He's quite happily doing his thing. He's a brilliant commentator.
He can't go on forever.
Yeah, okay. Well, just stop reminding him that he listens. He doesn't need to hear that. He's driving. Well, he's driving up for the game tonight. He's driving down for the game tonight. Yeah, thanks. Cheers, Andy. He's telling me I can't go on forever.
I include myself in that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we're all. Well, I mean, none of us can go on forever.
No. We're all going to die, Martin, aren't we? Eventually,
I think we are. Yeah, I think it's something we have to come to terms
breaking
with.
News.
Yeah, breaking news. We're all going to die. But it's a shame there's no ticker underneath the show saying we're all going to die. Yeah. On the snooker again, Ali Carter. You know how much I love the intros and the names they all have now. It's been some great snooker this week, actually. It has been really, really good. There's been some tremendous matches in the middle of the afternoon. Once or twice I nearly woke up. There was some brilliant stuff on there. Ali Carter, when he was introduced, friends call him El Capitano.
Really?
That's what he said. Friends, this wasn't a nickname. It wasn't Ali El Capitano Carter. It was just friends call him El Capitano.
Are they Spanish? Are they? These people?
I don't know why. There will be a reason. Yeah. And any snooker fans out there, when you're when you're texting in with your bow tie wearing managers, tell us at the same time why Ali Carter is called by his friends El Capitano.
Okay, if you let us know.
And Kyron Wilson is the warrior. Kyron, the warrior, Wilson.
Okay, well, do we know why?
No explanation at all.
But you think the bloke just makes them up on the mic just as they come out?
I think he may.
If they ever going to give the bloke a double take. Yeah.
What's he called, that bloke? I've forgotten his name. But
What's his nickname as well, the announcer? Yeah. Sort of Ken the Announcer Smith.
I have written about him in The Guardian years ago, but I've forgotten his name now. Okay. But there's some good stuff in there. Sean Murphy does a masterclass.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between running side, side and plain ball?
No, you've got me there.
Neither do I.
Brandy Goldstein
explained it all, but
you weren't listening.
You've forgotten already.
No, it's one's the left hand side, one's the right hand side, and one's in the middle. So you've got the running side, the check side, and the plain ball. Explained all that.
Less complicated than I thought.
It's not that complicated. And somebody came up with the memorable phrase, "You don't want Ding in the trenches with you."
What?
Now I thought the
that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, he said you want John. He was saying you want John Higgins in the trenches with you. Yeah. I think what they meant was when somebody's like four or five frames behind, you know, and they're playing to the best of, well, the first one to get 13 frames. Ding is very hard. He's not very good at coming back in those positions.
I would have liked Ding in the trenches with me. I've often thought that.
Yeah.
I've sat there and watched the snooker and thought, which of those would I like to be in the trenches with?
Well, John Higgins apparently is the one.
Is the one.
It was John Parrott who said that. Yeah, John Higgins is the one you want in the trenches.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want Ding in the trenches
Ali
with you.
Ali Carter, I'm being told, is a trained pilot.
Ah, so his friends call him
not with Spanish Airlines.
I don't know. Not with El Capitan. No, I don't know why they've got that Spanish angle on it.
But, yeah. Well, maybe
he works for Iberia.
Just call him the captain.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to go, Martin.
We have. I'm out of time.
So much other stuff to say. No, I didn't actually. But. But there you go.
Yeah.
But keep those Andre, bow tie texts.
Well, Dave in Crewe said there was Andre VS bow tie. that's about as good as it got.
Oh, yes. Bob in Arbroath knew that the Captain Ali Carter held a captain pilot's license.
The Captain El Captain El. Yeah, thank you very much for clearing that up.
I made a right mess of that.
Beautifully put. It was Michael who told us on Twitter.
Bless him.
You're back.
I'm back at 1 a.m.
Don't say it like that.
Well, the point is,
bark it out like
I'm half asleep now, so God knows what I'll be like at 1 a.m.
You want to get Andy on as a guest? He can barely speak. I'll call past three,
and I'll be wearing a bow tie.
I'm better at night.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah, you're like a nocturnal beast. Okay, so for the next 2 nights, you have top guest join the, don't you?
Top guests, yeah. I've got David Hepworth, the brilliant David Hepworth from Real Grey Whistle Test. He's going to talk about Paul McCartney.
I noticed that you pre-record so much of that. I'm waiting for the day that you pre-record the whole show and just sleep in the corner of the
studio. That's the live bits. People enjoy the sort of heart.
Yeah.
What they
when
like
something
is
breaks overnight.
Listening to the pre-recorded interviews where I'm sounding quite lively and then it comes off the back of them sounding like like a dead man.
So there just going mad.
It's over, on Talk Radio on DAB, or listen on the download the app and listen on the app to Martin overnight. He's back next week.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. As promised, an extra clip. This one, as it often is, from Fisherman's Blues. And it was Nigel Botherway. And he started to tell a story. And we thought, aye, this is getting a bit racy.
Know, it seemed quite racy.
Here we go, yeah.
It sounds funny, this. You've just reminded me of something. The other day I was going through and I found a bit of paper with a girl's phone number on, and I'm too old to do that. And I thought, who's this? How did I get this girl's phone number? Yeah. And then you've just reminded me, it was a Swedish lady. It sounds good, this, doesn't it? It was a lovely Swedish lady I met when I came to Sportfish last week. And she was there. She was going salmon fishing. She was in her 50s. She'd never been fishing in her life. And her and one of her girlfriends had booked, decided they were going to go salmon fishing. And they were going on a salmon fishing holiday. I think they were going to Norway. And she'd booked, and she was having a spay casting lesson, standing out there on the pontoon. And she was sending a line out very nicely.
Yeah, not that exciting, really.
Yeah, I bet she was. It still doesn't explain why he's got her number, does it, really?
And she's not really a girl. She's 50.
Oh, that's handy. That's a bit harsh.
You can't call a 50-year-old woman a girl.
Wow. We'll see about that. Expect the letters coming in now.
I don't think so.
It could be an old girl. That's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's it. That's the last of the daily podcast for now.
Yeah, we're going to go weekly. From next week, we go weekly. So don't come looking for us Monday because we won't be there. But you'll have a bumper crop every Thursday. The best of H&J every week. A massive dollop of us every Thursday with all the best bits from the week. So we will catch up with you then. Thanks for downloading us.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.